Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Welcome, everybody, again to another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I am Tiny of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and tonight I'm going solo with, I'm going to silence my phone here right now. I'm ready to go back to that, set that. I'm going solo with a Tiny Talk where I podcast by myself, tasting along what the subject of the podcast is. And one of the subjects tonight would be the top right here, this Mr. Taylor. We are going to podcast about Edmund Haynes Taylor Jr. and Colonel E.H. Taylor Small Batch. And you will get a little bit of history tonight on the Colonel Taylor, Colonel E.H. Taylor Small Batch, also on Edmund Haynes Taylor Jr., but also we're going to talk about the importance of Colonel E.H. Taylor. E.H. Taylor is what we referred to with the Small Batch, and what it meant to my whole whiskey drinking experience that led to what the Scotchy Bourbon, you know, with what the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are about and what we're doing now, and how Colonel Taylor kind of pretty much kicked it off on it all. So we're going to go into that. But once again, I'm Tiny of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You can find us on www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check out that website. It covers all the things, bios on Young Nose, bios on Xavier, bios on Supernash, myself. Check that out. Also, you can listen to the podcast with links on the website. But then also we have a Scotchy Bourbon Boys store where you can purchase Scotchy Bourbon Boy. Let's see if I'm going to get lucky on this one, but I don't think I am. Nope, let's try this one. Scotchy Bourbon Boy. Nope, not tonight. Because of the podcast, we're not drinking out of the Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairns, but those wonderful Glencairns are available on the website. Check that out with our Scotchy Bourbon Boy logo, and then also t-shirts and the Scotchy Bourbon Balls. Check that out. Place an order. Support us there. But if you want to support us in a monthly fashion, we are on Patreon under the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. But if you're at the website, top right-hand corner, click the button. It takes you right there. And you can get the Glencairns. You can get the t-shirts. You can get tastings with one of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, a special tasting where you receive the whiskey, the tasting mat, and then we zoom in and do a tasting. Also, if you're in the Canton area, we also have live tastings if you want to do that. And then sometimes when we're traveling, we could stop by and do a tasting. All that's available on the website. Check that out for the website. We are also on all the major podcast formats. And then also we're on Instagram under the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group and page, but join the group, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We'd love to have you. Lots of information that happens on that. You find out about our meetings, when we're going to meet. We meet once every 6 to 8 weeks. Our next meeting is Friday, February 4th. It's going to be at the Barrel Room in North Canton. So anybody wanting to join us, our meetings are a lot of fun. The last meeting was at the Barrel Room, our first time ever, and it went off great. Carrie Sullivan is a super owner, super sweet, and perfect for kind of what the whiskey world's about. The selection there is fantastic. So check out the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, 7 p.m., Friday, February 4th. Check it out. Young Nose Johnson is coming up from South Carolina. Still working on trying to get Super Nash up here. I don't know if that's going to happen. He came up for the December meeting. We'll see what happens with the February meeting. But then we are also on Twitter at Scotchy The under the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And we are on YouTube. We are pushing hard for YouTube. Please, on all the formats that you listen to us, like us, subscribe, and leave good feedback. The more subscribing and the more liking and the more feedback, the more the Scotchy Bourbon Boys get out there on the internet, the more that people get to see us, and the bigger we can get, and the bigger we get, and the more support we get allows for us to do way more stuff for you. The last on the website, if you check out the Whiskey Live, it's every second and fourth Friday of the month. Last week on the 14th, we tasted Old Forester and we gave the bottle away. So this week, this coming up January 28th, we are tasting Eagle Rare. Not going to give the bottle away this week, but we're going to be tasting Eagle Rare. So that'll be Friday night, 9 p.m., January 28th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out. We are going to be tasting Eagle Rare. Grab a bottle of Eagle Rare. Taste along with us. We are starting that Whiskey Live. Had really good response this time. Hopefully through Zavvy and what we're doing. And it's going live on YouTube. It's going live on Facebook. It's going live on Zavvy. Hopefully this just starts to snowball. So Whiskey Live. Check out our next Whiskey Live. Once again, Friday, February 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, tasting of Eagle Rare. Well, I think that pretty much covers it for everything as far as sponsorship. One of the things we like to do here on the Scotchy Bourbon Boy podcast is the people who who are new members, and it's just like it figures. I don't have it set up, but I do now. I found it. Our new members, we like to welcome weekly on this Tuesday or Wednesday podcast when I put it and say the names of our new members. A big week, 16. We've been doing pretty good lately. We are up to 769 new members of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys group. If you're well behaved on Facebook and you like whiskey, we allow you in. So we'd like to give a great big Scotchy Bourbon Boy welcome to Forlin Dino, Calvert Hendricks, Buck Blaster, Philip Walenchek, Ryan Henry, Peter Hips, Rick Gibson, Julie Pearson, McMahon, Kobe Ryan, Andy Crew, Nicholas Madison, Zach Farrar, Zachary Sinclair, Lane Harry, Kirk Hatzman, and Greg Sinardinos. So welcome to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys family on and group on Facebook. Love to have you guys here. Look forward to all that you can offer the group, and hopefully the content and quality of what we do transfers and you get a lot out of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. So we covered that. Woohoo! We got that under control. Now, tonight, Edmund Haynes Taylor. Now, the master distiller at Buffalo Trace is Harlan Wheatley. We did a podcast that would have been season three, this current season, number 7. And on that podcast, we covered a lot of what's going on with Buffalo Trace. So check that podcast out. We don't go into details, but one of the cool things that they are doing at Buffalo Trace is there was an old structure that housed, that was right on the river, that used to be their fermenting room right on the river. And then there's, because it's on the river, there was floods. They have the whole building marked off. It was being used. And they decided they wanted to use it, and they were going to break up the concrete floor that was there and do some restoring. And when they broke up the concrete floor of this building, they found Colonel Taylor's original fermenting tanks. So when you go on the E.H. Taylor, the Taylor tour, they show you those fermenting tanks. And what they've done is they've brought back the corn strain, the actual corn strain, GMO. They made sure that he used back in the late 1800s. That he would have used on these fermenters, the exact same mash bill that he used. And then also they are fermenting in the actual fermenters that he used. They've dropped a stainless steel insert into the cement tank. It's square. They put, a breathing vent, so that the CO2 doesn't build up in the building. And they're basically in the process of distilling and barreling small batches of Colonel Taylor's original old Taylor that he made in, you know, the late 1800s. So there's a lot of information I can give you on Colonel Taylor. I mean, he was associated with a lot of different distilleries. So, Edmund Haynes Taylor Jr., born February 12, 1830, was a bourbon pioneer, mayor, and state representative. He was also the grandson of President Zachary Taylor, which is pretty cool. E.H. Taylor was born, like I said, okay, in Franklin. He started his own set. He started and owned 7 different distilleries throughout his career, the most successful being the OFC, which stands for Old Fire Copper, and Carlisle Distilleries, the forerunners of today's Buffalo Trace. I don't know why I have to spaz on. E.H. Taylor is said to have lobbied in favor of the Bottled and Bond Act, a law that gave participating whiskey producers a tax break and a government certification of product quality. He was a contemporary and an acquaintance with various other notable whiskey business figures, such as Dr. James C. Crow, Oscar Pepper, Judge William B. McBrier, John H. McBrier, and W. F. Bond, and was an adept business and public relations professional when it came to packaging and promoting his bourbon. Unlike most distilleries of the time that looked like little more than a sawmill sticking in a thicket, Taylor's distillery on Glen Creek near Frankfort was designed to resemble a medieval castle with the landscaped grounds of an estate. The distillery attracted tourists and picnickers who were given complimentary 10th pint bottles of Old Taylor. In the late 1940s, Old Taylor bourbon was promoted with the slogan, "Sign of a Good Host." So, Colonel Taylor, he was, and then By 1972, the historic Castle Distillery structure had been abandoned, and it remained abandoned but still standing in deteriorating condition for more than 40 years. Some of the material from the barrel houses was reclaimed for construction. The facility was refurbished starting in 2015 and began operating as a distillery in 2016 as Castle and Key Distillery, which is just now producing their rye that they put, I think it's called Restoration Rye, actually. The new distillery operation is not affiliated with the current owners of the Old Taylor brand. So from 1871 to 1877 and from 1881 to 1890, Taylor was elected mayor of Frankfort. He was elected as a member of the Kentucky State Senate for the 20th District from 1902 to 1904. He died January 19th, 1923 at the age of 92 in Frankfort and was buried in the Frankfort Cemetery. So he was associated with a ton of different distilleries also, like the Old Pepper Distillery. He was the distiller there. I mean, there's so many different places that he was. And then also he was the first distiller at the Buffalo Trace Distillery. He helped build it and set it up. And then when he got to a certain point, he then left and built the Taylor Distillery on Glen Creek that basically is now the Castle and the one, you know, the Castle and Key. So he was such a huge, big figure in bourbon. Now, when I initially was getting into bourbon, me and Xavier, we were, what would you say? We were into absinthe from, I would say, 2010, 2009, right around 2009, 10, the absinthe had become legal and we were drinking a lot of it. But when we would drink absinthe, we noticed that two absinthe was about all you really needed to light yourself up. But if you were going to drink further, drinking bourbon or whiskey, we would go forward with that. One, it was a lot cheaper than at the time we were paying $80-$90 a bottle for the absinthe, and we could pick up good bourbon for $20-$30 a bottle. So we started just drinking bourbon afterwards, Evan Williams, Jim Beam, just the normal standard everyday run-of-the-mill bourbons, which we enjoyed thoroughly. But as we kept going, 2015, we kind of burned out on the absinthe and we started to, as presents, give each other whiskeys. And at first it was scotches. So we're exchanging scotches. But I think it was about 2016. I was able to, for $32, pick up a bottle of Colonel Taylor off the shelf. Picked it up at my local liquor store. Didn't think twice. I had seen it. I really didn't know what was going on with bourbons. When I would walk in and look at the bourbons, 90% of them, I had no idea what, where, how, like I do now. So I picked this and we loved it. So I picked up another bottle for myself, I think a week later. And then I think we went through about 2017 giving each other presents. I think we probably each got a bottle of Colonel Taylor. And then all of a sudden it disappeared off the shelf. And we were liking it enough that we were starting to, right around that time, get in a little bit more into bourbon, a lot less into absinthe. And what we started to do is I found this whiskey calendar at work. It was a desktop, fact a day. It would tell you about distilleries around the world, American, told you about Scotch, it told you about Irish, it told you about bourbon, it told you about everything, told you all the tasting notes. So after about 9 months of this calendar, we were at work, Young Nose and myself, were like, there's no way that tastes like that. What the hell is he talking about? I think some of the most of the tasting notes were from Michael Veach. And we would just read these reviews and be like, what the hell? And so we started buying bourbons and scotch. And then we formed the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Well, in 2018, the calendar talked about Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Right after, right when Kentucky Bourbon Festival was going on. So we still now loved Colonel Taylor, but couldn't get a bottle to save our lives. So we decided that we were going to go to Kentucky Bourbon Festival in 2019. We did a lot of saving up, and we still went. I found Colonel Taylor, and it was rye. I did not know the difference between, I just thought I found Colonel Taylor again, and instead of $32 a bottle in Wisconsin, it was $69.99. And I had no idea. It's bottled in bond. I'm like, what? What's the difference? So I started looking into that and realized that Colonel Taylor's made in a lot of different forms. So still couldn't find it on the shelf. It was a while. And then when 2019, we went to Kentucky Bourbon Festival, went to Buffalo Trace and was able to come home with a bottle from the distillery. So it really kind of motivated us in this whiskey form, and we started the Scotchy Bourbon Boys group right before Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And then when we went to Kentucky Bourbon Festival, we went with Young Nose, myself, and Xavier, and all of our wives, and we went down there and just had such a blast. We came back, and the next meeting we had met Super Nash. Now, once we met Super Nash, whatever I wanted, like Colonel Taylor, he sent me up samples of the barrel proof. He sent me up samples of the four grain, delicious. I mean, and then also bottles of small batch for Christmas, single barrels for Christmas. I mean, it just was like, but I still couldn't find any. Then that was all through late 2000 and 2020. But when he came up for Christmas of 2020, he showed me how to start the bourbon hunt. We went and waited in line, and I was able to buy my first Colonel Taylor off the shelf in 4 years. I hadn't seen it, and I was able to finally get it. And then from that point on, I realized what I had to do, and the rest is kind of history. But this particular bottle of Colonel Taylor small batch is from March of 2019, bottled in bond. Meaning it's 100 proof. And a little bit of history I have on this. I do have history now. I gave you the history on Edmund Haynes Taylor Jr., but I do have a little bit of the company, Buffalo Trace, is arguably the most well-known distillery on the planet. Its lineup includes the likes of Pappy, E.H. Taylor, Blanton's, Elmer T. Lee, and the Weller line, plus more, and a lot more. Colonel Edmund Haynes Taylor Jr. is one of the most well-known names in bourbon. Following the Civil War, he purchased OFC Distillery and developed innovative techniques that are still used today. E.H. Taylor small batch is made by hand and aged in century-old warehouses constructed by E.H. Taylor Jr. Barrels are carefully selected to create this bourbon's distinct flavor. So when you're there at the distillery, one of the things you see is that there's a steam system to heat the warehouses in the winter so that they can speed up aging production. And that is one thing that Buffalo Trace does that a lot of distilleries don't do. So they'll warm up there on a cold day, not a freeze. I imagine it's probably not an 11 degree day, but they let it get cold and then they warm it back up to 40, 50 degrees with this steam heat. Now, one of the cool things is when you're there in the summer on a hot day, that they're running the steam heat kind of thing, probably not into the, you know, directly into the warehouses, but they're still keeping that steam engine going so that it keeps going throughout the year. So that's one of the cool things about the distillery when you tour it. So let's go with this Colonel Taylor. Now tonight, I'm not tasting in my normal Scotchy Bourbon Boys Glencairn that we were able to get purchased through Scotchy Bourbon Boy Martin Duffy, the North American Glencairn glass representative. Get in touch with him. He is a Scotchy Bourbon Boy. You can get in touch with him if you or your company wants Glencairns that are engraved by the Glencairn Glass Company. But mine is straight from the Buffalo Trace. It was the Distiller's Collection. Tonight, I'm drinking out of the Edmund Haynes Taylor Jr. glass. Here we go. Now, at one point, Old Taylor, after it came out of, before it was Buffalo, when Buffalo Trace was starting up, they had lost the Old Taylor name, and Jim Beam had the Old Taylor brand. So Jim Beam sold that, I believe, I'm not even going to, but they sold the name to Buffalo Trace, and I'm giving myself a hefty pour tonight. And they sold it to Buffalo Trace so that they could keep producing the Colonel E.H. Taylor. Now, one of the cool things I think about the industry, for the most part, there are some exceptions and exceptions that are going on right now, but restoring the brand is one thing, but getting it back to, or keeping, being a steward of the brand is one thing, but getting it back to its former glory at the distillery that it was distilled. So all these places are being renovated and they all distilled brands or their family distilled brands. So what you like to do is see the brands return back to the family or return back to the distillery. As in this case, this is back where it was originally being created. So that's one of the cool things about how this industry, the whiskey industry works. So I have my handy dandy tasting notebook, and we here rate and barrel bash, but I'm not going to actually barrel bash tonight. I'm just going to rate it because on the, what we do is we give nose and body, we give a total score of 4. And for taste and finish, you can give it a 5 for a total of 18 points out of 18. But if one category is exceptional, you're allowed to give a butt up. So with no more further ado, or I could just quickly grab this, and I will. Just hold on, folks. I'm going to just grab the barrel, and we will barrel bash tonight. Here we are. We are back for the barrel bashing fun. Hopefully I didn't go anywhere. Yep, I'm right back here. I got my handy dandy hammer and barrel to bash. All right, so not tasting in a tasting glass, but I got a full glass. The nose is very sweet and caramely. I get, now when you're tasting, and it can switch, but there's always a dominant nostril. So, you know, you figure out which ones. Nah, it's my right one tonight. This is a rye mash bill. It's bourbon, but it's a higher rye mash bill. But you get that, get a lot of corn, a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of caramel, a little bit of vanilla. But this is basically Kentucky bourbon right here. So let's see what we got. Now I have to admit, although I drink a lot of whiskey neat, initially, when we were drinking this, we would start off with it neat. And then as the evening progressed, we'd put it on the rocks. And I definitely, at 100 proof, appreciated putting Colonel Taylor on the rocks. All right. So, in my glass, it's definitely a caramel, between caramel and mahogany for color. I would say there's a saltiness, if I'm going to go with anything, a woody, spicy. It's a little bit spicy. Nice hug. Once again, it's pretty damn good. There's some oak. And if you're going off of like a perfect bourbon, I mean, this is their small batch, reasonably priced, if you can get it MSRP, which I've been able to accomplish lately. I've been able to pick it up MSRP, so I'm really happy about that. So once again, let's just be totally honest on this particular. There's no age statement. It's 100 proof. Buffalo Trace. I'm going to hit it one more time, and then I'll do some rating. All right, the nose. Kentucky bourbon. That's the only way you could say it. It's what bourbon should smell like. So in this particular case, out of the four, I give the nose a 3. Bash that sucker a 3. And then the palate, which is the taste. The taste is the strong point on this. I'll have to absolutely say, front end, vanilla caramel on my tongue as I go. I get some leather, a little bit of spice and oak onto the back of my throat. But then as the finish goes and the body is just average. The finish is long, but not the kind of finish I love now that I've been drinking a lot of bourbon. It's been a while since I've come back and looked at old Colonel Taylor. So the taste, like I said, is the strong point. So on this, with a little bit of leather, I give it a 4 out of 5. So we hit 4. Now the body is probably the Kentucky Chew I do, and it's a medium body. So out of 4, I give it a 3 out of 4. Now, the folks at Bourbon Inspector, they give it, a 92 out of 100 total. So that's 9 out of 10, which isn't bad. But their palate is oakier, but still has a faint hint of caramel and vanilla and is very balanced. I would agree with that. That's why I gave it a 4 out of 5. Now, the body, excuse me, they don't talk about it, but the finish, I get it a little bit longer than they're getting. I think it's a medium finish. But I get the short, with hints of leather and oak and a light burn. 100% nailed completely. So I would say that I give this out of 4. So the finish, the body, the nose, the taste, the finish out of 5, I give it a 3 because I like to have a better thing going on at the end for to finish up with. That's why I think I would put it on ice. I think when you put it on ice, it sweetens up a little bit. So 13 out of 18 is what I rated this. I'm going to give it a 3. And we will drop it down. We'll drop the barrel down, drop the hammer down. All right, so 13 out of 18. For the value of this bourbon, I mean, they talk about this. That's one thing we don't always talk about. But from the value of an MSRP of right around $39.99, with tax, I paid $41.99 for my last bottle of E.H. Taylor, which was absolutely awesome. I didn't pay. That's the first time, it's like that it was in a while. I think I had paid $53 for some of the bottles that I had had in the past. But this bourbon means a lot to me. The memory of this taste is right there. I was drinking this when I thought I knew what good bourbon was, based off of that I had pulled it off the top higher shelf level. It was above Jim Beam. Well, you got to understand, in the 80s, when I was a kid, my father drank Jack Daniels and Jim Beam was available. And those were the high-end top shelf bourbons. And it's like when you walked into a bar or a restaurant, those were the ones that, were above some of the lower shelf bourbons. So that was like if you were drinking Jack Daniels, you were drinking what Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and all the Rat Pack was drinking. And if you were drinking Jim Beam, that was right there with what it was as far as bourbon goes. Same thing with some of the Wild Turkey and whatever. Those were high-end things, I remember. So when I went for Colonel Taylor, and it was still similar to that when we were drinking, a lot of the bourbons of today, the Pappies, the Wellers, were on the shelf. You could pick them up, and they were reasonably priced. Booker's, they say that it was, $49.99 when it first came out. And now, everything, but with what the demand has gone to, it's driven the prices up. But once again, revisiting this bourbon is kind of like, it's not that far off, but it's kind of from my bourbon childhood. If you want to say, because I was not really understanding what was going on when I was buying this initially, but I knew I liked it and I still like it to this day. This is it's what Kentucky bourbon should be. There's the vanilla, there's the caramel, there's the spice. That sip was pretty damn good. And there's a little bit of vanilla now on the finish. Finish is sweeter after sitting there for a while. I'm going to bump my up to a 4. I'm going to take that finish up to a 4 out of 5, and I'm going to put that a 14 of 18. Not bad score. They rated it a 92 out of 100. What more? This is something. This small batch, all the other expressions are fantastic too, but this is the staple of Buffalo Trace as far as I'm concerned. They have Buffalo Trace, but this small batch Colonel Taylor is the definition of reasonably priced bourbon, but it never, it's kind of what I started with, but I still to this day appreciate it and love it and want to get it and I want to drink it. I love giving this as a gift. If I have a couple bottles that I've obtained, I always, whatever time I got a chance to get this, because I always know that if you give someone right now in the bourbon community, E.H. Taylor small batch, they are going to appreciate the shit out of it. So anyways, that brings us to another great episode of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Once again, check it out. Make sure that you hit that Patreon button in the top right-hand corner for support. But if you're going to see us on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, just make sure you like us, friend us, and leave good feedback. That's something that's very important. Same thing on all the podcast formats. Everything that we do and is supported is awesome that you guys support us. We appreciate our fans. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys at gmail.com if you want to talk to me about anything specific. Also, I am a certified bourbon steward through the Stave and Thief Society, and I offer Zoom tastings and also live tastings and flights. So if you're interested, check it out. Contact me on, I'm Jeffrey Mueller. You can contact me on Facebook, Facebook Messenger. You can contact me on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys at gmail.com. But I love to do tastings, flights. If you talk to me, I have high-end flights. I can do flights through bars. I can do flights at people's houses and also through Zoom. The Zoom flights are pretty cool because you're sent the sample bottles, especially in this time period. You're sent the sample bottoms, a tasting mat. We set up a time. We hit it. You can have as many friends there as you want. And if you let me know, I can send more samples. Check that out. Once again, Executive Bourbon Steward Tiny here to let us, I want to say, good bourbon equals good times and good friends. And remember, everybody, go out there and live dangerously. Good night, everybody.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
If you like what you heard, that was Little Steve-O, www.littlesteveo.com. Check him out. Awesome artist. He does our pre-song and post of the Alabama song, and we love him. He performs locally here in the Canton, Ohio area, but he also is all over this area of Ohio. So check out www.littlesteveo.com. He has an album. It's on there. It's awesome. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.